From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Bloody sectarian violence erupted in the western Baghdad neighborhood of Jihad today. Shiite militiamen roamed a Sunni area, abducting people whose names appeared to be Sunni. The victims' bodies were found dumped in the streets. The attacks are thought to be in revenge for a car bombing yesterday that killed three people outside a Shiite mosque in the same area. NPR's Jamie Terabay has details on that and the rest of the day's developments from Baghdad.
Haider Salim lives in Jihad. Speaking by telephone, he said the trouble began early this morning. Armed men in black uniforms entered the area. There was the repeated sound of gunfire, and then there were bodies left in the street.
They checked people's ID cards, and so far it's been mainly Sunnis who've been killed. I don't know about any Shiites being shot, but right now anyone walking down the street is a target.
A Shiite woman was shown on local television saying she and her husband were stopped by gunmen in the street. She says they checked his ID card, and even though he comes from a tribe known to be Sunni, he was Shiite. But the gunmen didn't believe him. She says they took him away and told her she'd be able to find him later at the morgue. Jihad resident Haider Salim said the Iraqi security forces in the area did nothing.
There isn't any kind of interference from the security forces. They were patrolling the streets when the fighting started, but they said, "This is your own fight. You take care of it yourself." They didn't get involved.
The failure of the Iraqi security forces to act has outraged Sunnis. Alaa Maki, a Sunni legislator, said today's events in Jihad proved the Interior Ministry was compromised by the infiltration of Shiite militias, something Sunni leaders have long claimed.
Apparently, official cars were used in the attack, and official people were helping some of the people armed. Only just they stay without preventing them. That's a definite proof that those people are engaged in the process. They are not independent.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has vowed to crack down on militias and ordered a shake-up of the Shiite-dominated Interior Ministry. His Sunni deputy, Salam al-Zubai, lashed out today on Al Jazeera against the Shiite militias and the Interior Ministry. Iraqi state television later ran a statement from the Prime Minister's office saying al-Zubai's comments didn't reflect the government's opinion. At least 42 people were killed in Jihad. Aside from those, Baghdad's central morgue received 80 bodies in 24 hours. 12 of them were Iraqi soldiers who'd all been beheaded. And at least 24 others were killed in other violence across the capital. Anti-American Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged restraint in response to today's violence. His Mahdi army is accused of much of the killing in Jihad, but in a statement he said the violence was part of an American-led plan to provoke civil war in the country. Meanwhile, the U.S. military announced five soldiers have been charged in connection with the rape and murder of an Iraqi girl and the killing of three members of her family last March. A spokesman for the coalition forces in Iraq said all five serving soldiers are no longer on duty. It's not clear when or where the hearings will happen. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.